In Jesus' name. This is February 16th in the year of our Lord 2017. By my calculations, I almost failed math, but by my calculations, it is 69 days to call day, 92 days to graduation and the end of the academic year, 38 hours to the end of this winter term when all assignments are due. 69 days until many in this room will find out where they will spend a year, or a couple of years, or many years. 92 days until many in this room will, well, the MDiv will be theirs, and they will be done, finally. For most in this room, class assignments should be completed within 38 hours, so get on with it. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for the day is its own evil. Those are two Jesus quotes. And you've heard them twice now already. What do you do with this in your life? Spiritually, totally. Jesus encourages us, perhaps even expects or demands us, not to worry. Yet, most of us likely do. Anxiety is real, a more regular companion for some rather than others, but real for most, if not all of us. And it's at points like this, as I read the gospel, or the law, depending, the bar of expectation is, if it is an expectation, really high about our emotional life. Don't worry about tomorrow, or don't worry about your life. The reality of my emotional life is very different. I worry. And maybe that's the problem for some of us, me included, that we read this as what is expected, kind of a demand. And since we know we can't accomplish it, then it becomes something about which we feel guilty or ashamed. I wish we had an iTune of Jesus. You know, what will we learn if we saw his body language or attitude or tone of voice when he was saying this? Part of how we read this is how we view the person of Jesus to us. Perhaps it is, therefore I tell you, you twit, therefore I tell you, don't worry about your life, don't worry about tomorrow, get on with it. Or perhaps it is, therefore, I tell you, don't worry about your life, don't worry about tomorrow, because I've got it. I've got you. So rather than a demand, I see this as an invitation into the arms of Jesus. I see this as an invitation to you and to me to open ourselves, spirit-led, into the spiritual reality that is God's providence and of Jesus' presence always with us. Like a frightened child who runs into the outstretched arms of a parent or caregiver, like a screaming spouse awakening from a terrifying dream, rolling into the arms of the comforting body of her or his mate, like a scared motorist in nowhere who sees the lights of the state trooper's car, like a seminarian who finds too much work to do and little or no time to do it and turns to a brother or a sister for prayer together, like a person who was once lost and now is found, we hear Jesus' invitation. I tell you, don't worry about your life. Don't worry about tomorrow. Because I've got it. I've got you. And even when we are still anxious, even when we still walk in worry and concern, even in Jesus' arms when we still cry and are a bit afraid, Jesus' invitation is always there. I tell you, don't worry about your life. Don't worry about tomorrow. Because I got it. I got you, always, forever, in my everlasting and always present arms. Amen.